and welcome to Oman Observer podcast. Joining us today is Dr. Kamra Al-Sariri, Director General of Quality Assurance Center, Directorate General of Quality Assurance Center at Ministry of Health, and this is Uncharted Waters. I'm Lakshmi Karthanath. Dr. Kamra Al-Sariri, today again we're meeting because the exhibition is going to happen this month, Oman Health. And as always, there's this question about patient safety, which you excel on the subject. Has anything changed over the years, especially thinking about the pandemic? What we went through as a nation and as a world, has the ideas changed now?
Actually, first of all, we are very delighted to be a partner with our colleagues at the Oman Health Exhibition and Conference. And actually, this year, we have a different theme for the scientific conference. It will be running for 3 days. D1 will be focused more on the innovation in the healthcare and the healthcare financing. D2, it will be mainly about the patient safety and the Global Patient Safety Day, with such a very important theme this year about the patient engagement and how we can empower our clients and patients in the healthcare services. And day three, actually, it's more about public health topics. It would be covering the human resources in the healthcare, one of the important projects, the WISEN project. We will be talking about universal health coverage in the healthcare, the vaccination and the immunization, and a lot of clinical also aspects of some of the subspecialty in the healthcare. Answering your question, actually, to go back to your question, patient safety is a public health concern. And actually, internationally and globally, all the countries, they work hand in hand in order to have the standards that cope with providing a better patient safety. And actually, the history here in Oman, even if I talk to you now, it will take a lot of time. However, we started since 2016, and we implemented the patient safety-friendly framework adopted from the WHO in 28 hospitals in Oman, scattered between government and private hospitals. However, 15 of them currently, we call it as certified hospital to be as a patient safety-friendly hospital in Oman. We have a lot of standards, actually, that actually aim to reduce the harm in the system. We have we implemented in these hospitals around 130 standards scattered between provision of care and the leadership and the medication safety and so on. So actually we ensure a safer environment while we are providing the care. And definitely, yes, the era of patient safety have changed since the pandemic, and it's more focused this year. You will see in our theme, we are more, as I said, towards patient empowerment and engagement. We want actually to empower and to engage our clients in the services to have better quality of care and to reach also higher satisfaction of our clients.
When we talk about, that's such a beautiful terminology, patient empowerment. Is it awareness? Because sometimes patients don't know what is happening to them. Sometimes they're not encouraged enough to ask questions. So this is where it comes, more dialogue between the doctors and patients?
Yes. Actually, as I said, September, usually we call it the National Patient Safety Month. So even from yesterday, actually, we start to run a lot of activity till the end of September, all related to the patient safety. The International Society, actually, they celebrate the Global Patient Safety Day on the 17th of September every year. And every year we come with different themes. However, as I said, this year they focus more about patient engagement, not just in Oman. It's actually all the countries around the world. They will be focusing on the patient engagement. In Oman, for the first time, we'll be launching during the 18th of September the guideline and the framework towards patient engagement for the first time. And also, previously, we have the National patient's right and responsibility already. Even we post it, and we actually, whatever we have, we share it in transparent way with our clients, because as I said, we want to engage and to empower our clients in the process of care itself. When even when we want to give them the treatment, we want them to be engaged in the treatment, in the decisions, in the process itself, even not just in the treatment. We want also to engage our clients when we develop our policies that related to them. We want also to hear them in the our board, in the hospitals and so on. We want our clients to be, you know, part of that hospital boards and the, you know, all the time. Already it represented in the our directory general in the governorate. Already we have the health committees that that have the a lot of representation from the people from actually the community, you know, the Wali and so on. So already we have that concept of patient environment in Oman. However, with this framework in September, it will be more of, you know, organized way how we can engage our clients towards a better patient empowerment engagement, inshallah. Yes.
Thank you so much. And we'll get to know more as the day approaches, September 18th.
Yes.
20th. Oman Health. And then the day for the whole month is yours for patient safety. And joining us there has been Dr. Kamra Al-Sariri, Director General of Quality Assurance Center at the Directorate General of Quality Assurance Center at the Ministry of Health. Thank you, ma'am, for your time.
Thank you, ma'am. Pleasure meeting you. Thank you.